So it's a double parsha this week. Mostly we're going to focus on Parshas Chukas. It's actually a packed parsha. There's many different small parshias within this parsha. It starts off with Paraduma. That goes till around Sheni. Right after the parsha of Paraduma, it talks about Mises Miriam. The connection between Paraduma and Mises Miriam, Rashi brings a chazal, that just like Paradum is Mechaper, also Misa Tzadikim is Mechaperis. Right after Misas Miriam, so Miriam and her schus, the Gemara Taina says, we had the Be'erisha Miriam, and after she passes away, we lost the Be'erisha Miriam, and Klai Yisrael complained about water again. And that's the story then of Mei Meriva, and the punishment of Mei Meriva. It's very, very difficult parsha, exactly what the Aver was. Is Pshat and Rashi, is Ibn Ezra, Rambam or Nevuchim, and you could take a look at all the Shitas in the Ramban, the major Shitas in the Rishonim. There's many, many other Shitas and subsequently, but to get a good overview of what's going on, you should take a look at the Ramban. After that, the Torah talks about Klai Yisrael came to Edom. Now, I just wanted to discuss briefly what this is, because it's like, yeah, to the end of the parasha. Eretz Yisrael looks like two V's. One, a V, and then a V on top of an upside down V on top of a regular V. That's what Eretz Yisrael, modern day Israel, looks like. Modern day Israel goes all the way to Eilat. The Gulf of Eilat, or on the map it's called the Gulf of Aqaba, goes all the way down to that body of water, the Gulf of Aqaba. But that's the modern day Israel. Present, the biblical Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael of the Torah doesn't go that far down. It goes down till underneath Be'er Sheva. If you cut a line straight across Eretz Yisrael, underneath Be'er Sheva, that was what was Eretz Yisrael. And underneath that was called Eretz Edom, which would be today parts of Eretz Yisrael and parts of Jordan. And that went down all the way till probably the Gulf of Aqaba. So Klai Yisrael needed to cross through Edom, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't allow. So they had to go around. So picture clockwise around, all the way to the east of Eretz Yisrael, all the way to the east of Eretz Yisrael. Then they're going from east to west into Eretz Yisrael from the eastern side of where Jordan is these days. In fact, Jordan is the land of Amman Amayav. The capital of Jordan is Amman. I wouldn't be surprised if it's named after the biblical city called Amman. It's the capital of Jordan. Anyway, so Klai Yisrael wants to go directly into Eretz Yisrael, but Edom doesn't allow. And it says that Klai Yisrael didn't fight with them. Right after that, it talks about Mises Aaron. Right after Mises Aaron, it talks about how the Kanani, Rashi says they're really Amalekim dressed up like Kanani, attacked Klai Yisrael. That's a direct connection to Mises Aaron, because the reason why they attacked is because they saw the Anani HaKavod were missing. Right after that, after Mises Aaron, Klai Yisrael complains about the man again. And the HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings Nechashim, these poisonous snakes, and many people died. And Moshe Rabbeinu takes the copper snakes, he puts it on a banner high up, and anyone who looks at the banner was saved. Actually, it's a Mishnah Rosh Hashanah. The Mishnah Rosh Hashanah, it's a similar story in Parshas Bishalach. At the end of Bishalach, Amalek attacks Klai Yisrael. Says Moshe Rabbeinu's hands were up in the air, and which says when Moshe Rabbeinu's hands were high up in the air, Klai Yisrael wins, and when his hands were down, the Klai Yisrael started losing. And this week's parsha too, when Klai Yisrael looks high up at the snake, they get better. When they don't look at the snake, so the Gemara asks the question: V'chi yadav shemayshu aisayis mechama aishayvayis mechama, and the same thing: V'chi nachash meimis aynachash mechaya. It just means when Klai Yisrael looked up, they reminded themselves about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they dive into Hashem, and that's really... So the Yeshua came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It didn't come up because Moshe's hands were up or down, or didn't come from a snake high in the sky. It came that when they looked high in the sky, they were Meshabed Liban Lavim Shabbat Shemayim. Okay, what I want to focus on today is when Klai Yisrael fights Sichon. Okay, so it says like this: Vayishach Yisrael Malachim El Sichon. Klai Yisrael sends a messenger to Sichon Melech Amori. They say, "Can we pass through your land? Ever no bar tzchol lanit besod of a karen. We're not going to dray off the street. We're not going to leinish the meber. We're not going to drink any water. We're not going to bother anybody. B'derech hamelech nelech. We're going to walk straight down Broadway. Adashen avigvilecha. Okay? V'loy nosan sichin esi solav v'gvulay. Sichin's refused. Rashi says why he refused. Sichin was the protector of the neighboring countries. Sichin, everyone paid a tribute to Sichin. Sichin felt the defender of the region, and they knew that Klai Yisrael was going into fight the Eretz Canaan, so they felt they have to defend the people. So Sichin steps up. So here's a big war now. Okay, so the Ramban actually explains Klai Yisrael was not interested in fighting a war now. Klai Yisrael just wanted to pass through Sichin. Ramban adds that this would not have been parts of Eretz Yisrael. This was only supposed to be a place to pass through to get to Eretz Yisrael. But once Klai Yisrael conquered, then Reuven, God, Chas v'Shev, Menashe, actually took that land. But this was not supposed to be at all of the Chalukah part of Chalukah's Eretz Yisrael. Anyways, they start up with Klai Yisrael. The Klai Yisrael fought them back. Ve'kobi Yisrael v'charv, ve'yish etz arse mi'arnein ad yabek ad b'nei amoin, ki az gavul b'nei amoin. And it says, Pasuk Hafei, ve'yikach Yisrael es kol ha'ar me'ele. Klai Yisrael took all the cities. In Cheshbon and all its her suburbs. Now, the Torah goes into a little history over here. Ki Cheshbon yir Sichin. Now, when Klai Yisrael beat up Sichin and took the city of Cheshbon, there was history to the city, the Torah says. The city of Sichin, Cheshbon, was really part of Emairi, Melech Emairi. But Sichin took it from Emairi, and now Klai Yisrael took it from Sichin. What in the world do we need to know exactly what happened over here? Why do we need to know the history of the land? So the Gemara in Chulin says, Amoin umoyev tieru b'sichin, which means Hashem really told Klai Yisrael, you're not allowed to start up with Amoin. Al teitzar is moyev. Don't antagonize Amoin and moyev. Don't start up with them. So how can Yisrael take these lands? It belongs to Amon and Moav. The answer is because Sichin first took it from Amon and Moav. That's what the pasuk is saying. Ki cheshbeni Sichin melech Amayuhui v'ul nechel b'melech Moav arishin v'yikach is kol arzu miyadei ad Arnon. Al kein. Now this is the pasuk I want to discuss. Al kein yaimu amayishlim. Therefore, mayishlim. Mayishlim means people that make parables. Miloshin mashal. It's most Rishonim say, based on the Gemara, that it's talking about Bilam. Bilam was a Mishal, the Yisam Mishalai. In Parshat Balak, this week's Parsha, it says, Bilam, the Navi, he made Mishalim. So, Al-Kain Yoimu Amishalim, Boyu Cheshbon, come to Cheshbon, Tibaneh v'sikoinein ir Sichin, let's establish the city of Sichin. Okay, so Rashi learns, the Rashbam over here, and the Rashbam in Bava Basra, Daf Ein Ches, makes it a little bit clearer, that before the Sichin takes the city away from the Emairi, like I explained, they said a nevuah about the city. Al kein yomru amayishlim, boyu cheshbon, come into cheshbon, tibane v'tikane ir Sichin. Like I explained, this city was originally belonged to Amon or Mayav, Mayav. And then what happened was, Sichin takes it away from Mayav, and Klai Yisrael takes it from Sichin. When this happened, when Sichin originally took the land from Mayav, it wasn't so easy, it wasn't so pashut. But Bilam said a nevuah that Sichin is going to conquer that land. So therefore, I guess after this happened, it could either be one of two perushim. Either before it happened, they said a nevuah that Sichin is going to conquer this land, or afterwards they wrote Mishalim about this war and they described it. And then the Gemara the Torah goes on to 4 or 5 psukim about this nevuah about Sichin taking away the city of Mayav, the city of Cheshbon, away from the kings of Mayav. Now, the Gemara in Bava Basra says, Al kein yoimru ha-maishlim. You know who the maishlim are? Tzadikim. Al kein yoimru ha-maishlim. Elu ha-maishlim b'yitzram. These are the people that are maishal, have self-control over their yetzahara. And what did they say? They said, Boyu Cheshbon, come into Cheshbon. It's not talking about the city of Cheshbon. It's talking about making a Cheshbon ha-nefesh. What's the cheshbon a nefesh a person should make? Boyu unechashiv cheshbonah shalaylam. Hefsed mitzvah keneged schara. Any hefsed mitzvah that you're going to incur, let's say you have a mitzvah to do, but you're thinking, if I do this mitzvah, you know it's going to cost me it's going to cost me either a lot of money, or if I do this mitzvah, I'm not going to be able to work right now. I'm not going to be able to make phone calls. I'm not going to be able to make parnasa today. But don't worry, Hashem tells you. Hafsed mitzvah keneged schar. That's going to go into your schar, basically lefum saira agra. And the more you put into a mitzvah, the more schar you're going to get. And conversely, schar avera. And before you do an avera, calculate it. Is the little hanoi you're going to get for the avera worth it for the tremendous einish that you're going to get? That's what the Gemara says on this. Okay, but the question is, they said this mashal based on an episode in the Torah. What happened? There was a city called Cheshvin. There was a king called Sichon. The city of Cheshvin used to belong to Mayav. Sichon came. Sichon Melech Amori, we say it in Davening. Sichon Melech Amori, Kila Elam Chastoi. Sichon Melech Amori came, took it away from the Mayav, and these Geisha prophets either prophesized or they wrote a poem afterwards. And the idea was, they said, the prophecy was that Sichon one day is going to take a city away from Mayav. Okay? How in the world is that a mashal to the Cheshbon HaNefesh that somebody's supposed to make? Al-Kin Yoimu HaMayshim. In other words, because of this episode, a person should take a mashal to himself. The question is, where do you see anything in the story, some kind of mussar in the story that we can glean from here, some kind of idea to make a moral lesson, a moral teaching over here? So I want to tell you over something from the Sefer Yaris Devash. Sefer Yaris Devash is a very famous sefer. It was written by Rabbi Yonasan Eibshitz. Rabbi Yonasan Eibshitz was from Klal Yisrael's biggest gaonim ever. He was born in 1690, and he was nifter in 1764. He was originally the darshan in Prague, and then afterwards he had a very chashuva shtela. He was the rav of the triple cities called Ehu, Aleph, Hey, Vav. Ehu is Altoona, Hamburg, and Wandsbek, I think. Wandsbek. It was a very big shtela. It was the triple city of Ehu. He was the Rav, Harashi. Now, later in his life, he got embroiled in a big controversy with Rabbi Yaakov Emden, as well known with the Kameis. But whatever it is, he was to this day, his svarim are very, very much used. All his svarim, he wrote a sefer on Chayshu Mishpat that's used to this day. And it's a very important sefer called Urim V'Tumim. He wrote a sefer on Yeridea, Hilchas Nida, we use his svarim a lot, called Crazy Uplacy. And he wrote a sefer on Drush called Yaris Devash. Now, it happens to be that I saw in the Sefer Eli Saliyo that they say the Vilna Gaon was opposed to Pilpul. That's what Vilna Gaon used to tell his students, to learn the most simplest way without being mefalpel too much. So there was a student of the Vilna Gaon that loves Pilpul. And when the Sefer Urim V'Tumim came out, Reb Chaim Volozhin said the story over. When the Sefer Urim V'Tumim came out, he told his the student was praising the Sefer to the Vilna Gaon. So the Vilna Gaon said, "Tell me the sharpest pilpul from the Sefer." So the Talmud started proceeding to tell him over a nice pilpul from the Sefer, and the Vilna Gaon then interrupted him, waited until he finished, but then he said, you know, according to that, you could be miyash of this, you could be miyash of that, now be miyash of taiskash, now Rebbe Lezer Shitasi. And the Vilna Gaon started saying a pilpul very, 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 very quick that the student, who himself was a genius, couldn't keep up anymore. And then the Vilna Gaon stopped after a minute or two and he said, this is the problem with pilpul, that you could start building, but you could start getting away from the truth and from the simple pshat. So Vilna Gaon criticized it. However, as much as the Vilna Gaon criticized that style of learning, of course he did not criticize Rabbi Yonasan Eibshitz. In fact, I heard from a very big Talmud Chacham, I heard that the Vilna Gaon said the following, that Rabbi Yonasan Eibshitz wrote two svarim, the Urim V'Tumim, that's on Chayshim Mishpat, that's the Derech HaPilpul, but he also wrote a sefer on Drush, which is Musar, which I'm about to quote from, called Yaris Devash. The Vilna Gaon quipped, he said that the svarim should have been called the other way around. The sefer on halacha, the Chayshim Mishpat sefer called Urim V'Tumim, that should have been called Yaris Devash, because it's very sweet. It's a sweet sefer, it's a beautiful sweet sefer. But the sefer that he wrote on Musa should have been called the Urim V'Tumim, because Ke'ilu, it was like, he felt it was like written with Ruach HaKadosh. Everything he says there is very, very true and very important. So I want to tell you over something Rabbi Yonasan Eibshitz says. It's Drush Hay in the Sefer Yaris Tavash. So he's, again, the question is that the Gemara in Bava Basra darshins on these psukim that after Sichon originally conquered this city of Mayav called Cheshbon, and Klai Yisrael took it from Sichon. Why is this? And based on that, oh, there's a mushal that you could bring from here. Al-Kain Yom Yom Mushal. Therefore, because of this episode, if you really care about your Cheshbon and Nefesh, you should study this story and glean some kind of moral lesson from it. What lesson in the world could we take from it? So, Rabbi Yonasan Eibshitz says that why did Mayav allow Sichon to conquer the city of Cheshbon? So you'd answer, well, maybe he just wasn't strong enough for Sichon. Sichon was a very powerful king. Yeah, it's true. But that's not what happened. Sichon was a border town. And he must have proofs for this, but Sichon was a border town, and it's also going to be mashed in the psukim that this is true. Mayav said, you know what? Let's not worry about the city of Cheshbon. That's not important. Let's take all our energy and all our army and move it to the center of the country, and this way we'll protect ourselves better. And he took all the forces away from the border town. And that was a terrible tactical mistake. Because once you remove security from the borders, and I'm not trying to be political here, secure our borders, it's very important to secure our borders. But once you allow people, you don't have a secure border, Sichon conquered that city, he was able to conquer the rest of the country. And Yonasan Eibshitz says, look at the pasuk, it's Mamash Mefurish. The pasuk says, Ki Cheshbon Yir Sichon, Melech HaMayri, Sichon was the Melech HaMayri, he conquered the city of Cheshbon, Vu Nilchon B'Melech Mayav Rishon, he conquered the first king of Mayav, when he was able to conquer Cheshbon, that's how the pasuk starts off. He originally conquered Cheshbon from the first king of Mayav. And when he did that, he was able to conquer everything away and take the entire country from him. Because once the border is not secure, nothing's secure. Zakhtar Bjorns and Eibshitz, that's the mashal akin yoimu hamayshlim. In our lives, we have things that we have to, there are things which are chamor. Don't violate Shabbos. When it comes to Muksar, it's only Drabbanan. All the Dinam Drabbanim, our Gedarim, are offensive for ourselves. Nobody wakes up one morning and says, you know, I'm going to drive a car on Shabbos. They start with the little things. It's Muksa. It's not really Malacha Daraisa. It's not really this, not really that. And the guy convinced himself. Rabbi Yonasan says that people even make from a Cheshbonis. If I'm a Vata this, I'll have more Einik Shabbos. A person has to say, Schar mitzvahs, k'negev seidah. No, keep the mitzvahs properly, even if you may lose out some peripheral mitzvah. You have to keep the Gedarim the way the Torah gave the Gedarim. Don't allow him to take the small city, because if you take the small city, he's going to conquer the entire city. That's the pasuk. Ki cheshbon yir sichon melech hamayav, v'nilchon melech hamayav rishon, v'yikachos kol artzim yad yad arnein. That's the lesson, akein yaymu amayishlam. Look what happened to the king. You don't secure the get there, you lose everything. Also, so once I said the Vilna Gaon mentioned the Yaris Tavash, the Vilna Gaon himself says the same thing. I have a sefer in a house called the Moon of Ashkacha. Somebody collected it from all the teaching of the Vilna Gaon. So in the back of that sefer, it says that the Vilna Gaon said a medrash. The medrash says they asked the Nachash, "Why do you slither by the walls? Why do snakes slither by the walls?" So the Nachash says, you know why? Because I broke down the wall. I got an Adam Rishon killed. So therefore I slithered by a wall. That doesn't make sense at first glance. If you break down the wall, your punishment should be you should have to slither in the middle of the highway, so people should drive over you. Why? Because you broke. What does it mean? What's even the Pasha Prat Chazal? So the Vilna Gaon learns it completely different. They asked the Nachash, why do you slither by the wall? Meaning, when you convince someone to do Averis, why do you start with the Geder? Why do you start with the Gedarim that Chazal made? And his answer was, that's been my tactic forever. With Adam Rishon, how did he convince Chava to eat from the Eitz HaDaas? The Medrash says, he didn't just say eat from the Eitz HaDaas. He started convincing her, he first pushed her. when she touched the tree and nothing happened, he says, look, you broke the gedda, nothing happened, nothing's going to happen, you eat them, the eitz hadas. He says, that's my MO, that's been always my MO. That's been always the way I attack Klal Yisrael, attack a person. You start with the gedarim. Rabbi Yehoshua Leibshitz says, no one wakes up one morning and does the Isra Arayas. You start with the breaches, the small things. You're a little bit inappropriate with a woman, you're inappropriate with another, with the other opposite gender. When you start bringing down the gedarim, that's how the Nachash gets in to do the whole Aveira. It's just very interesting when I'm thinking, when I saw the Zon Lagayin, the first episode in the Torah, is, according to the Vilna Gaon, is about breaking Gedarim. And the first Mishnah and Shas is the same thing. When do you have to read Shema? Meim Saikon Shema Be'arvis. Right? So it says, Meim Saikon Shema Be'arvis, when Kehan, you start after Tseis, Mishosha Kalam Nechol Lechol B'Trumai, and then there are three Shitas when Tseis Man Kriya Shema is. And the Gemara explains that there's one Shita that says midnight. But the Gemara explains, really the Shia is the whole night. Why do you have to read Kriya Shema by Chatzos? The first lashon of the Mishnah is, the first Mishnah Shas is, Kedei Laharchik Adam Aveira. That's the first lesson in Shas. Kedei Laharchik Adam Aveira. The first Mishnah Shas talks about Shema, but the first lesson in Shas, the Musar in Shas, is that a person should not come home from his, the Bryce explains, the person shouldn't come home from his house and say, you know what, I'll take a little nap, let me eat supper, I'll daven Shema later. No. Person has to right away make gedarim for himself. The first lesson in Shas, person has to make gedarim for himself. Once the Yetzar is able to take down the gedder, he has his foot in to get a person to do much bigger aveiros. But that's the lesson that we learn off from Sichain. So everyone should have a great Shabbos, and I'll see you all next week.
Good Shabbos.
Shabbos, good Shabbos.
Thank you, good Shabbos.
Good Shabbos, kol tov.